Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome in. Yes. It is a holiday. That means I am working. Happy Martin Luther King Day to yes. all out there. Indeed. Yeah. We owe many, many thanks for Martin Luther King.
For sure.
Especially Kerry us. You know that. I mean, where we were in this country before people were willing to stand up and fight for civil rights.
Right.
The highest respect to Martin Luther King, but it is a Magic City Monday. Rob Parker and Kerry Rhodes in for Chris Broussard. Coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it live!
That's right. What a great show we have for you today. So much NFL playoff football action to get to. We're not going to do that much NBA, but a lot of NBA games, of course. Martin Luther King,
yep.
a full slate of games there. But before we get there, let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew because we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without them. Rob G is our producer. Another holiday he's working. I'm just unbelievable.
Here, here.
Alex is our engineer, as always. And Mr. Steve DeSager is at the anchor desk. He'll keep us updated throughout the program. And, of course, Kerry Rhodes in for Chris Broussard.
Yeah, man. I'm here. Here again. Me and Rob in the building. You just had a big bash this weekend. You want to tell everybody about the bash? Happy birthday, man.
And we're going to do like a little bit more tomorrow when Chris gets back because it was a roast that Chris was involved in.
Oh, okay.
And whatnot. But Rob G was at the party. Ben Maller was at the party. Mm. And other people from Fox Sports Radio showed.
I did not get the invite, but that's okay.
I
get it. No. I think there's a level I got to get to that level. I'm not there yet.
You go.
But you know, I'll.
You going to come to my 70th?
I'm there.
No.
If I get the invite. If I get the invite.
If I get to 70, how about that, you know?
I'm in there. Okay. I'm in the building, yeah.
Rob G, real quick, you were in the building. MGM Grand, Lamar Mitchell and them, they help us put on a party. Jeff on?
I had a fantastic time. And, Kerry, don't feel bad. There's only 475
days. Exactly. No,
so
I know.
It was very exclusive.
No, I get it. Big, yeah. It was family and friends only.
Exactly. I had a fantastic time. Like you mentioned, hung out with Lamar Mitchell and his lovely wife, Ben Maller and his wife. His wife, Erin, no offense to you, Rob, is the most fun person I've ever been around.
She really is. Ben Maller has the greatest wife.
Yeah.
And she's on the dance floor going crazy.
She is.
Ben Maller.
No doubt.
Martin Wise, Chris Broussard had some solid roasting going on of Rob Parker. Overall, of the best parties I've ever been to.
And you know, thank you, Rob G. It wound up being exactly what I wanted it to be.
So listen, Rob, I didn't want you guys to really give me the details. Now I'm really feeling FOMO at the moment. Relax, and let's save it. But we are.
And Jade from our advertising department, she was there too, came in from Virginia. It was a really nice time. Thanks to everybody. There's stuff on social media if you want to check it out. All right, so let's get here. Let's get here, Kerry. I mean, so many big things going on with the wild card weekend football. We're also going to have you guys get involved, 877-99 on Fox, when that time comes. But let's go here first. And I think the easiest thing to do is to fire Mike McCarthy. I mean, that was one of the most embarrassing, probably the worst playoff loss by a Dallas Cowboys team.
Oh,
I mean, right?
For sure.
At home, they had won 16 in a row. Green Bay was 9-8. And if it wasn't for the new playoff thing, they wouldn't even be in the playoffs.
Right.
They come there. They put up, what, 45 on you?
48.
48 in your own building. Mm-hmm. I mean, an embarrassing. Jordan Love played great, but it was an embarrassing. Dak Prescott was horrible. And so, Kerry, I want to say this. Firing Mike McCarthy's the easy part.
Right.
I want us to talk about Dak Prescott.
Okay.
Because that's where you have the issue if you're the Dallas Cowboys. He is now 2-5 in the postseason as a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
They just can't get over the hump, can't get to the second round, right? They just keep, they just keep stumbling when people think they're going to have this run.
Yeah.
And their first four possessions were awful. I think there was a couple of punts, a pick six. Another interception.
Yep.
You know, before you looked up, they were down 27-0.
Right.
I'm convinced that the Dallas Cowboys cannot continue to go on any further with Dak Prescott.
Mm.
They must move on from Dak Prescott. I know that Jerry Jones, more than anything, he's already in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
But he knows his full ticket will never be punched until that team can win a Super Bowl under his watch. Jimmy Johnson was the one who engineered all that when they were winning
for sure
25, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Since Jerry has taken over the Cowboys as a mom and pop store, because that's what it is. His kids are there and all this. It's a mom and pop store.
Yeah.
They don't win anything. And Kerry, I know your first question out of your mouth, well, who are you going to replace him with and all that? I'll figure that out later. I'm not restructuring his contract. I'm not giving him a new deal. I'm not doing that. I'm looking to make a trade and move on from Dak Prescott.
You cannot figure that out later, Rob. You're talking about a franchise quarterback, right? Their franchise quarterback, excuse me. Let me put that out there. Their franchise quarterback. On the market right now, there's nobody that you're going to get that's better than that, right? That's available. That's just not going to happen. If you were to draft a quarterback, you're going to have to wait a couple of years unless you luck up and get C.J. Stroud, right? Which is, we just saw that happen this past season, right? The kid comes in and defies all odds and he becomes C.J. Stroud, right? But it just doesn't happen. There's so much wrong with Dallas outside of Dak. Dak is a problem, but there's so much more. And it starts from the top. When you look at the head coach, when you look at McCarthy, we already knew coming into this postseason there was a lot of questions about him just as a tactical coach and all the things that he's done in previous regimes and even here in Dallas. For him to have those guys not prepared and ready to go in this playoff hunt, the way they came out flat and scared and looked nervous, all the things they looked on that field, you got to start with him. And I know the quarterback is the guy. I know he is the guy that makes the engine run on the field, but they just weren't ready.
I give you that.
Yeah.
I give you that. And everything you said is true.
Yeah.
But the big decision, you got Trey Lance sitting there.
You
and
do.
And I'm just saying, it ain't like he was drafted. They moved up. They gave up draft picks for him. The kid didn't get a chance to play. He played three games.
I agree with that, yeah.
Okay, he's played three games.
Yeah.
Everybody made a judgment. He got hurt.
Yeah.
Played three games. Oh, he can't play. Really?
Right.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm with you on that, yeah.
We don't know what Trey Lance is, but guess what? We know what Dak Prescott is. I'm telling you.
That's true. I mean, and that's true. You're true.
At this point, I'm going to take the unknown rather than the known. The known means we're not going anywhere as long as he's quarterback.
Yeah, I hear you.
How many years are you going to do that? That's the problem, Kerry, is you know it. For Dak to say after the game, I suck. Thanks, Dak.
We saw the game with you.
You didn't need to tell us that.
Right. So would you open up the quarterback room and make it a competition with Trey Lance, or what would you do with that situation?
Nah, I would move to trade Dak Prescott.
Gotcha.
I gotta get him out of a Cowboys uniform. I gotta move on. Drastic times call for drastic. This is drastic. I'm not even acting like this is easy or this is what people do. No.
Right.
It's hard to find a quarterback. He just came off one of the best seasons he ever had.
Yes.
And then he lays a stinker. He turned to goo when the lights turned on, the bright lights.
And what you're saying is that's accurate, too. You could literally see it in his face. I was here watching it in the studio yesterday, and you could see him once they fell behind, he's going to press because that's what quarterbacks do in that situation. But he looks like a deer in headlights, and it's crazy to see because for him to have played so well this year and just to revert back to not playing good football when it counts, it's something that needs to be studied, actually.
Right. Yeah. At some point, you look at it and you have to go, okay, like, this is not 1 or 2 years.
Yeah.
Been there 7 years.
Yeah.
That's a long time. I just don't know if you're Jerry Jones, like, seriously. Jerry Jones, I mean, he's old. He wants to win again.
Yeah.
And this is not, if you could sit there really and go, okay, we'll get rid of Mike McCarthy and bring him back, dude, I don't know how you could really look at that and think that's going to work out for you. That's where I'm at with Dak, and I'm not saying there's not a place for him.
Yeah.
Or there's not, just sometimes you need to change the scenery, go somewhere else. But if you're the Cowboys, I don't know how that's going to be good for you to bring. You can't. What's the definition of insanity?
Yeah,
to keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What is it, Kerry? How could somebody melt down consistently when the bright lights are on?
We talked about this before, but it's everybody's not built for those moments. They really aren't, and I think that separates them. That separates you being a good player to a great player, having those big moments in the playoffs. And Dak just hasn't had it. And he hasn't had it with multiple coaches, too. So you also, what you said earlier, right? Like, McCarthy's the obvious choice to get canned, right?
Right, that's easy, right.
But he's also had, under Garrett, the same thing, right? It wasn't like he was playing lights out with Garrett and then now he's reverted to being a bad version of Dak. Like, he's had those things happen multiple times in the playoffs. So, I mean, I guess Dak said it probably perfectly, right? After the game, he said, if you're going to bag on McCarthy and what he did, you should bag on me. And I think that's another obvious
thing.
He said it himself, yeah.
Because he had to say that. He knows it's not just Mike McCarthy.
Right.
And I'm not one of, you know me, I'm not trying to protect coaches. I think he should go.
Yeah.
But to me, that's obvious, like McCarthy. It's about getting rid of a star quarterback who just can't get it done when you need it most. That's where we are. Do you just bring them back and hope to? Because I remember in Detroit when the Pistons had that run, they beat the Lakers in 2004. Sorry, Rob G. I know every time I bring that up, it's a sore spot for people live in L.A. That Pistons team beat Shaq and Kobe.
That Pistons team was gritty.
That was a great team. Yeah. I covered all their games. But anyway, and they, if you remember, they went to the Eastern Conference Final like 6 years in a row.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, they had a great run, and they just couldn't. 3 years in a row, they couldn't get over the hump. And they made a change.
I was just about to say,
And what they do, they got rid of Chauncey Billups and brought in Allen Iverson. And that's what I'm trying to say is they knew they couldn't, after 3 years in a row of not being able to get back to the finals, you can't bring the same team back and act like, oh, we'll do it again. That's where I think the Cowboys are.
Yeah. No, I hear you, but let's play this. Let's play good cop, bad cop for a second here. With the San Francisco 49ers in the 90s, when they made the switch from Joe Montana to Steve Young. Steve Young couldn't win a playoff game for a while. the big clip when, you know, when Steve Young finally won the big playoff game to get to the championship, he took the monkey off his back. There is a level of patience that a lot of times inside you have to have more than the outside. So as fans, as observers watching the game, obviously we want to see things happen.
Do you know why I couldn't be a doctor?
Why is that?
I don't have any patience. Okay.
There you go.
But
most people don't.
I mean, I can't do it. Let me give you this.
Yeah.
Prescott is set to have a $59.5 million cap hit in 2024.
Yeah, Steve Young wasn't making that.
Okay, there you go. The second highest in the NFL.
Yeah.
They're already $15 million over the salary cap with their starting left tackle and center heading to free agency. Look at all of these.
Yeah.
And contract extensions are looming for Micah Parsons and CeeDee Lamb.
Yep.
One where the Dallas has to do. Look at what you have. Your plate is a mess. You just had SpaghettiO with no bread to stop it up. Okay? And here's the other thing. They have to figure this out sooner than later. All right, we want to hear from you. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. It is the Odd Couple. What in the world should the Dallas Cowboys do? I think it's obvious. We know McCarthy's obvious to get the boot. I say the Cowboys should trade Dak Prescott, give Trey Lance, and bring somebody else in as, you know what I mean, as a competition, and try something new at quarterback because this ain't happening. 877-99 on Fox. We want to hear from you. It is the Odd Couple on an MLK Day, on a Magic City Monday, right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
For a complete breakdown of America's team with the rebuild in the U.S. of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
When we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spirit of free at last, free at last.
Kerry, I don't know about you, man. I get goosebumps every time I hear Dr. Martin Luther King.
Yeah, you. If you don't get that, if you don't get chills listening to that, it's something wrong with you probably. Yeah.
No doubt. It is the Odd Couple on an MLK Magic City Monday coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Want to hear from you. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. I'm done. I think the Cowboys should be done. They should trade Dak Prescott. I'm not restructure his contract, none of that. If the goal is to win a Super Bowl, you got to move on.
All right, we're going to see what the callers got to say about that, Rob. I'm kind of
not
on the
with
fence.
Me. I know you're
yeah,
not
I'm
with
kind
me.
Of on the fence with you on that, but we're going to see what Ron from Missouri. See what he has to say. You're on with the Odd Couple, man.
Hey, this is what I think. Give him two more years. One for a new coach to learn the system, then two, if he doesn't get it, kick him out. And the reason is John Elway did not win until his last 2 years on the Super Bowl. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
There you go.
I know he won the last 2 years, and he had – but they were getting to the Super Bowl.
They were getting
okay, it's a big difference. Would you give me that? They were getting blown out in the Super Bowl, but they were getting there.
That's right.
John Elway, we knew he was a great quarterback because they were getting there. And remember, when they were losing those Super Bowls, their defense was giving up 50 points.
Oh, they were getting beat bad. They got beat by San Francisco, what, 55-10?
Yeah, like it was not all John Elway. Nothing he could do.
Right.
877-99 on Fox.
We got our next caller. We got Gary from Houston. You're on with the Odd Couple, man. How you doing?
Yeah, okay, so what I'm doing with Dak is I think he's good enough to be on a team that can win a Super Bowl, but he can't lead you there. So I'm offering him $40 million a year, and I'm telling him take it or leave it. And if he leaves it, then I'm just eating his money, and I'm just starting a rebuild.
Starting a rebuild with all those defensive players and all the rest of the team? They got players on that team, man. They've won 12 games.
Yeah.
I just, hold on. Like, I just mean with, like, Trey Lance. I'm just moving on with Trey Lance.
There you go.
All right.
He said Trey Lance. There he is.
877-99 on Fox.
Yo, we got Michael from South Carolina. You're on with the Odd Couple. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Good. I'm from Arlington, Texas. Moved to South Carolina. I can say all my years, and I'm 53, I have never been more embarrassed. I've never cut a game off in my life.
Wow.
I cut that daggum thing off 4 minutes into the third quarter.
I believe it. If you were a Cowboy fan, you were sick.
You had to be.
That ain't no way. Green Bay could have beat you, but not like that.
Right. Yeah, that was embarrassing.
Exactly. I'm all good for a competitive game.
Right.
You would have lost, cool. But you're going to make me look silly. Like, so my thing is we either need a head coach and that can mask Dak's deficiencies, which, you know, there's a lot of people that can do that, or we, like the other caller said, I wouldn't mind paying him $40 million and get a head coach to make him. But
I'm done. $40 million, I'm sorry. I've seen enough. Two and five in the postseason. 877-99 on Fox.
We got Andre from Massachusetts, man. You're on with the Odd Couple. What's up, man?
How you doing? Thanks for taking my call. Happy MLK Day. Also, happy 60th birthday to you, Mr. Rob Parker. I like what I saw.
Thank you.
Social media in terms of the get-together in Las Vegas. Had a number of people in attendance, your colleagues from your years of service. So happy birthday as well. Now, speaking of, you know, celebrations and gatherings. This was a celebration of life for the Dallas Cowboys, what we saw yesterday in terms of, as you said, Rob, this era is only going to produce what we've seen. Now, what do I think needs to happen? It's not going to happen, but what needs to happen is you need systemic change, and that starts from the top with Jerry Jones. And we know that it's not going to happen because he has to have all the control, but what you saw yesterday, Gutekunst, I'm sorry for mispronouncing his name,
who has been
in the firing squad for basically the entire year since Aaron Rodgers left until now, he showed well and proved that his system, when it's all said and done under the bright lights, works. People killed him for getting rid of Aaron Rodgers. People slept on Jordan Love. People didn't think this roster was complete. That was a Mike Tyson knockout. Scores, what, 27-0? So on every single level, players, coaching, culture, organization. The Packers, who everybody mostly counted as an afterthought, they thought the Cowboys were going to walk through them and have their tougher games in the divisional round, they proved to be the superior brand. So back to the Cowboys, it goes beyond Dak to me. Yes, you do need to have someone come in and test him. But Jerry Jones, as the GM, he gets attached to people.
He ain't giving it up, though. That's the problem is that he ain't giving up control. He would have done that 30 years ago if he really was serious about trying to win.
Right.
Right.
And so Insane City is doing the same thing, and so you can expect the same results. A lot of money. They're going to be the world's richest franchise, but they will not be serious contenders in the postseason. Thank you for taking the call.
No problem. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. And we'll continue as we go forward because we'll dive in a little deeper with a Cowboys beat writer, a friend of our show here, Clarence Hill Jr. He's covered the team for a gazillion years. Mm-hmm. He'll join us next. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Now let's welcome in Clarence Hill Jr., who, of course, is the Cowboy beat writer. I'm sorry I got the hiccups. For the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Clarence, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Clarence, how you doing?
What's up, man? How you guys doing? And first of all, you got the hiccups because you're partying too hard on the weekend.
Oh, my God. My God.
You know, me and Calvin were talking about where was our invite?
Hey, I sent you an invite. Come on, man. Y'all been working. Y'all ignored it. That's all. It's all good, but hey.
Football season, man. You can't have parties in the middle of football.
Hey, you know what? My birthday's in January. I can't push it to July. Then you would tell me you had training camp. All right? It's all good. Hey, let's go here. I mean, obviously, Dak even said that I'm going to go cut through the chase, that he sucked and you know, 2-7 in the postseason, just an awful, embarrassing loss. What did you make of what happened with Dak, and how shocked were you that after having one of his best seasons ever, he turned in a total stinker in this playoff game?
No doubt. He was bad. Now I said he was too amped up. He talked about it. And he's 2-5 in the postseason.
Let's 2-5. I'm sorry, 2-5. Yep, 2-5.
Don't give him two more losses. I mean, it's two more appearances. So
it felt like two more losses. It was so bad. Yes, 2-5.
It was bad yesterday. And listen, kick Dak's butt. He said it. If you're gonna get mad at Mike McCarthy and blame Mike McCarthy, blame me. Put it all on me. But he wasn't alone. The problem with most of these Cowboys losses, whether in the postseason, it's not just one thing. It's a team effort. And yesterday, that defense was worse than enough, you know, and that was just a no-show, out-coached, out-schemed, out-played. The defense, they couldn't stop a nosebleed. They couldn't stop the run. They couldn't stop the pass. Guys were wide open, just standing and waiting for passes like they were punts. They run into the end zone. But it was a horrible performance by all. And really what's even more disappointing for the Cowboys is that under Mike McCarthy, when they go into the postseason, they have had two home playoff games, and they've gotten behind quickly. They're not ready to play.
Yes.
You know, they're not – you know, you go back to that San Francisco game. We talked about that they were not ready to open that San Francisco game 2 years ago at home.
Right.
And in this game, you have home field advantage. You play well at home, and you're not ready to play. And you go down 20-0, 27-0 to start the game. So, yeah, kick Dak's butt. But this is at the top. Something's wrong with him and getting these guys ready to play, because there's no excuse to go down and get blown out like that at home.
Clarence, that was my observation too. They came out obviously not with any energy, number one, but also just
they had won 16 games in a row at home, right? I mean, that was ridiculous.
It was crazy, like seemingly like just not prepared. And obviously that starts with the head coach, but I want to go another angle. I want to go, what's up with Dan Quinn? I know he's getting head coaching job offers and all that stuff.
I would
right
pull
now.
It back.
I know. What's the sentiment on that?
Yeah, that's the crazy part is he has four interviews already set up. Yeah. And he's going to get one with Seattle. He has five interviews set up. And I know people were talking all week about, you look at the Detroit coach and Houston coach and offensive coordinators, how they were like putting out resume tapes, like, hire me. This is why you should hire me. You watch what Dan Quinn put out there. You're like, why would we hire this?
Yeah.
I mean, and it's been a poor scheme, and you looked at it, and he has not done well against his former assistants. And you go back to whether it's Shanahan or some other guys, they have always put a clown suit on his defenses. And yesterday, his scheme, he was playing nickel defense, and they're playing 12-man personnel running power runs.
Yeah.
None of it made any sense. And Mike McCarthy talked about them, you know, taking advantage of using the play pass or deep passes down the field. They just were not prepared. It just, again, you looked at the game. I go with the offense, defense. Green Bay scouted and schemed the Cowboys, and the Cowboys said, we're going to do what we do. And it showed up, and especially with Dan Quinn's defense. That was just an awful performance. They had no sacks, no turnovers. They have never been able to play from behind all season. They have to have to play with a lead so they can stop the quarterback. They can't stop the run. Those have been problems all season. It showed up mightily yesterday.
Well, there was a bright spot. Micah Parsons did a good podcast, right? I'm just saying.
I don't think he's been on yet.
I'm just playing.
He's been on them, Clarence. Yeah, he's been on them about the podcast.
My God, you know, and players, because we talked about it with Draymond Green and guys with the podcast and all that, instead of worrying about their profession and what they need to be worried about. But the Cowboys, where are we going from here? Like, I expect Mike McCarthy to get fired, but really, what are they just got to have no choice with Dak? Is Trey Lance just there for a trophy, or is it their chance to?
Come on, because Trey Lance is not serious. That's not even a serious
option. No, I'm serious. What are you going to do? Because I would get rid of Dak Prescott. I'm not even kidding you. I would trade him.
Okay, first of all, he has a no-trade clause. I mean that sounds good, but that's not reality. He has a no-trade clause. He had a $59 million cap figure next year. He has a $61 million cap figure. He's not on the team. I mean, you're just hamstringing yourself. His contract is the contract. So those are the decisions they have to make, but you just can't trade him. Right. And you cut him, it's going to be $61 million hitting on your cap next year. Gary, you know, you have a team that's a playoff team that's ready to win. Are you ready to tank for 2 years because you lose in the first round, you win a division, or you want to try to go get a Bill Belichick and see if he can find a way to get you guys to show up and motivate you guys in the playoffs? I mean, I don't think, you know, they can move off of that. The question is, will they move off of Mike McCarthy? And how do you go about?
I think that's a given. That's not a given. Well, people in Dallas. It feels like to me like it didn't happen yesterday, but it feels like it's a given. I don't know how you bring him back.
Right, and that's just it. And with anybody, you have to bring something to sell the fan base. I don't know, the fan base is as disillusioned as ever been. I don't know how you can run it back and sell the fan base.
Right,
Dak and Mike McCarthy. I don't know how you sell them again. No one's going to believe. Even coming to this year, it's like, yeah, we know the Cowboys are in the playoffs, but what are they going to do in the playoffs? You know, it's nobody's going to believe them until they do something in the playoffs. You have to find something new, something to sell to the fan base. Is that Bill Belichick without Tom Brady? The way he's picked players, and he has a horrible, certainly he has a horrible track record in the personnel department, but he at least plays good defense. You know you're going to get that. You won't get a defense performance like you got yesterday, but I don't know what the answer is. You know, if it's one of these young hot coaches coming up, the Detroit OC, the Houston OC, will they make a difference? But you got to do something to sell to the fan base, because you cannot run it back and sell this to the fan base.
All right, one last thing. How many years have you covered the Cowboys? Because it's been like almost 30 years.
And
it's
97.
Since 1997.
97.
That's ridiculous. Wow. Okay.
Playoff wins on my resume.
Exactly.
He came after the good years.
Yeah, after the good years, unfortunately. Once Jerry took it over as a mom-and-pop store. But here I want to ask you, this had to be the most embarrassing game you covered as far as for the Cowboys, isn't it?
Yeah, most playoff game. I mean, they've been disappointing losses. 07 when they went 13-3 and they lost to the Giants, a wild card team, when they stole their Super Bowl dream at the Rumble and those guys went to Cabo. That was a disappointment. But the way they played to get beat like they did at home after having so much hope, and you got the 28 years of futility on their head, and everybody's been talking about, yeah, this is the worst one.
No doubt. All right, his name is Clarence Hill Jr., man. He's the best in the business. My friend, I appreciate you. Thank you for joining the Odd Couple.
Happy birthday, man. Keep on sucking air.
You know it. No doubt. All right, coming up next, Shekel City, and we're going to pick some winners. Stick and stay.
America!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win.
Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is The Odd Couple on a MLK night, holiday, Magic City Monday. I'll get it together. Coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios, Rob Parker along with Kerry Rhodes in for Chris Broussard. So you were working yesterday? You were here yesterday?
I came in yesterday, nice. Yeah, during that window, during the debacle that was the Dallas game yesterday. I was
and were
here.
People calling in? Did y'all take any calls?
We didn't take any calls.
Okay.
Yeah, we just talked through it. But yeah, just watching it, I actually believed that Dallas was going to make a comeback in that game just based off it couldn't get any worse. And that was my vibe, and it just didn't happen. Right. But yeah.
Pretty but ugly.
Yeah, it was bad.
No, it was fugly. All right?
It was ugly.
All right. All right, you know what? It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Kerry, I'm going to tell you. I'm taking as my best bet the Eagles -3 in Tampa Bay, but I'm not confident.
You better not be confident.
Because the Eagles are going sideways. I don't know what's happening with them. I know they're missing some players on defense.
Yeah.
And their offense is just going awry. You know, there's some disconnect going on, I think. So, yeah. But I'm going to take the Eagles -3.
I mean, it's a safe pick. It's the Bucs.
Right. That's, I'm just not there yet. Even though Baker Mayfield had a good year. He really did.
Yes, he did.
You got to give it to him.
Yes.
All he's been through, he had a good year.
For sure.
And remember, he won that playoff game for Cleveland. The first one they won in about 20 years he was there.
He's a gamer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took the Steelers +10. This was posted earlier, obviously.
Yeah.
That did not work out.
Nope.
The Bills covered easily, 31-17. And the last one, I'm taking the Thunder tonight at the Lakers -1.5.
Mm-hmm.
So the Thunder -1.5 and the Eagles -3. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on. All right, Kerry, talking about Philadelphia.
Yep.
Sirianni is, everyone's saying he's on the hot seat. I'm a little surprised that he is from this standpoint. I get it. They were 10-1. Everything, the wheels fell off.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have to take a deeper look and say, both coordinators gone.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way they should have been 10-1. I mean, they were winning games early on. You remember how close all those games were. They didn't blow anybody out.
Yeah.
And then they lost a lot of players. When you have a good team, people left to get paid. Defense, they lost a lot of players on defense.
Mm-hmm.
If they lose, I couldn't see them throwing a towel. And I know it's a what have you done for me lately business. Mm-hmm. Are you with me, or do you think he's solely? How do you go from the Super Bowl like less than 12 months ago, to this?
Yeah, there's something deeply wrong with the Eagles, and it's not just schematics. It seems like it's relationships. And so when relationships get bruised or egos get bruised or whatever's actually happening behind the scenes that we aren't privy to yet, and I put the emphasis on yet.
Right, because there might be some more stuff there.
That, but you know how it is. You can keep it in-house until it's over. I think we're going to find out very soon after this season, whenever, if it ends tonight or if it ends a week from tonight, we're going to find out that there's a lot of stuff going on in Philly, and it just has that feeling about them. So could I see him being on the hot seat if they lose this game? I do, because I think there's something relationship-based that's going on out there.
The other thing, though, that could answer some questions, and this is where maybe it's not Sirianni, is that people say if you watch Jalen Hurts closely, he looks like he's playing hurt.
He's a little injured, yeah.
Is that?
But most people are this
time of the year.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if it's a serious injury, but he's definitely injured. There was games during the stretch.
Even he doesn't look the same.
Even when they were winning, he had no burst. He was able to still maneuver and run and, you know, make plays and get first downs and, you know, win games for them. But he wasn't the same explosive runner that he was last year. So definitely something there.
It's going to be very, very, very interesting this game. And we already know who was it? Peterson, their Doug Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
He won a Super Bowl, even though he'd been there for 10 years. They got rid of him
exactly. Pretty
quick.
Yeah.
So I get it. The ownership there in front office, they don't seem to have a lot of patience. But how many games did they wind up winning? 11? A Super Bowl, you win 11 games, and the coach gets fired? Like I get it. You don't like the finish. But I think that there's a couple of deciding factors in there as far as whether or not Jalen Hurts is the same guy. I told Chris before the season, there's no way he plays the same way he played a year ago. I thought that was like out of left field.
I mean, the people were anointing him as the best quarterback in the league. I was like, come on, dude. Relax.
Like, I know. I'm with you. Like, this anointment of people is too quick.
It's too quick.
You gotta do it for a period of time before anybody can really look at that. And I tell people that all the time, stop crowning people before they win anything. What?
Trust me, Rob, I'm with you. It really irks me, man, because you have to put in the time. You have to earn that. You got to earn that status.
Right. It's the hard thing is to be consistent.
It is.
And be able to do it for a long period of time. Not to win one game or not to do or have a big game or something, and then people are like, oh, this guy's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Right.
Relax. All right, Kerry, that's 1 hour down. That was pretty quick, wasn't it?
That was really quick.
My goodness gracious. All right. And Kerry Rhodes is on the Lions bandwagon, the train. I'm going to pump the brakes on the Lions a little bit.
No.
I'm going to give him credit for winning, but I'm going to pump the brakes.
Oh, come on, Rob.
You got them going to the Super Bowl. I'm not with you. All right? That's all I'm saying. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
America!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.